What's up, guys, and welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? It's me, Angel of That Chick Angel, and tell them who you are, baby.
Marcus. Marcus.
This is a bi-weekly podcast where me and my husband of almost 11 years tackle whatever topics that are on our mind, whether it be relationships, whether it be a hot topic, whether it be politics, whatever we're thinking about or whatever you're thinking about, our listeners. So make sure you check us out on either iTunes, SoundCloud. We also will be getting onto Google Play, or you can watch this podcast on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV. Is that about right?
Yeah. Welcome. Almost 11 years.
Yeah.
More than that of being together, though.
Right. He loves to make sure he throws that in.
I put that time in.
Whatever. Make sure you all follow me on my different social media platforms that I'm on. I am on Facebook at That Chick Angel, as well as I have a couple of shows on Facebook. But once you go to That Chick Angel, you'll see all of that on Facebook, as well as YouTube, which is That Chick Angel TV. I'm also on Instagram with That Chick Angel and Twitter as Angel the Actress. That's the one I still have not figured out how to switch over. Twitter's got to switch me over to That Chick Angel. Then it'll be streamlined. And Marcus,
y'all gonna find me on medication because I'm under the weather right now. So
my baby is not feeling good. So it's 2018. It's all about New Year's resolutions, new goals, new achievements, reflecting on what happened last year in our lives and in the world, and figuring out what we don't want to repeat or things we want to do more of. So where are you at in your thoughts about 2018 and 2017?
It came and went. I had some not earth shattering, but eye opening moments at the beginning of 2017. Had a couple of injuries.
Yes.
Thinking I was in my 20s, so 2017 let me know that I'm not in my 20s anymore.
That you are definitely in the thick of your
30s. Yeah, 30s is, I'm all in the 30s right now. I am the 30s.
You know what somebody told me? We'll probably have to do this as a separate podcast. We kind of already did. We did a podcast on getting older. But somebody said that a lot of times your mind stays at 27.
Oh, yeah. My mind ain't left my 20s.
But I thought that was just like me. I just think I'm young because that's my spirit. But apparently everybody stays in their 20s. It's just their bodies stop.
Yeah. Your body lets you know, hey, you should have sat down 15 feet ago.
So was that I guess that would have been like your biggest like transformation of 2017 is just realizing that you had to make some changes in your life in order, what healthy looks like for you now.
In order to continue to feel healthy, I had to make some changes.
Yeah.
Be a little more careful. Guys around my age, they know this. You got to start being a little more careful. You can't just dive in and start doing physical acts that you used to do.
Right.
Running, jumping, climbing, sprinting, whatever it may be, even lifting. You got to be a little more careful. Think it through. Stretch.
Stretching stretch it
is
out.
I always did, but I never needed to do. And
Yeah, health was a big thing for both of us in 2017 with his injuries, and then my alopecia just took off into a full-on sprint as well. And it is like, I'm having a good time. I don't mind that that I'm throwing your hair out of your scalp like confetti. So I think my focus definitely in 2018 is kind of getting that together, as well as getting my weight together, because now fat is sitting on me in such a different way than it did before. When we were dating,
that's that 30s fat.
It's not even 30s fat, actually, because I know a lot of women whose fat don't sit on them like this. It's that my genetics and having them babies fat. You remember when we were dating and eating Waffle House all the time?
Yeah.
My butt and thighs would be the main thing. I mean, my stomach would get bigger too, but my butt and thighs would just get a lot bigger. Now it goes directly to my belly. And I look a good 6 months pregnant. Like, I now find myself sucking in just to walk around or holding my shirt away from my body. Like, what is that life about? I'm not here for it. I don't want it. I can't want it. Mm-mm. So
Y'all see I'm quiet. I'm just like, I don't know what to say. I can't be like, nah, you don't.
You did one day the other day say, I was saying something like, I'm fat. And you like, you are not fat.
You're not fat.
And it blessed my soul.
It's, no, you're not fat. It's from which you, for you, you may feel like you're fat, but you're not fat.
That was very sweet of him because I'm not into my body right now. But I also had not been eating the way I needed to be. So obviously, like, probably 3/4 of the people in this country, I drastically changed my diet. Oh, no. I drastically changed my diet at the top of this year. I am doing, so back when my alopecia was acting up before, I had started doing a clean diet, but that still consisted of me being able to eat meats.
Yeah.
I have removed the meats, and I'm just doing this right now for the month of January. I'm not saying that I'm about to be a vegan forever because it's not something that appeals to me. However, if I see a drastic enough change in my hair, then I'm really going to have to contemplate that being what I do in order to keep my alopecia from not flaring up. So Marcus, he's not doing vegan necessarily, but
yeah, I'm leaning that direction, but I still enjoy chicken and fish. I can't go full vegan because y'all know I'm ill with that grill. Oh my God.
You ill with that grill?
Oh, everybody knows I can cook some good meat. I can throw it on the grill and do it up. However, just for health reasons, I'm going to try to pull away from it a little bit and try more of a vegetarian vegan type thing. Well, not, I can't even say vegetarian vegan type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see how much that benefits me on top of doing some other natural herbal things that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And if that helps, I'll, you know, change my lifestyle over to more so of that. But if I need to pull back even further, I will. I'm just trying to, everybody's body's different. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to figure out where I need to put myself.
You know, as a separate video on one of the days that the podcast isn't up on the channel, you should do a video on some of the stuff you're doing to naturally counteract your blood pressure issues.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, I know we don't know what's going to work yet, but still just putting it out there if this is what I'm trying.
Yeah.
Because I've
already been able to lower blood pressure once against the recommended doctor's suggestion of me taking blood pressure medication. I was like, no, not going to do it. That's an easy fix. And I was able to lower it. But then it started going back up. So I'm like, it's something I'm doing. That I need to figure it out. So we trying to find like a holistic type doctor, a doctor for me to go to so I can get something other than like the whole Eastern medicine, Western medicine of throwing a bunch of pills in you that's going to make other issues go wrong. Because, I'm not up for that.
Yeah. So health is a huge one for us this year. For me, on the professional side, as always, I'm always trying to grow something. And I didn't really grow that much this year. In 2017, I actually lost subscribers, lost followers, which is fine because my loyal crew is very loyal. Yeah. However, I do want to be able to grow all of my platforms. Actually, no, that's a lie. Facebook grew for me, and so did Twitter, which is so strange because for the longest, I wasn't paying any attention to either one of those, and I still don't pay attention to Twitter, so the fact that it's growing is crazy to me, but I am trying to come up with a strategy and was working on it at the end of last year as far as in writing down, planning out of how I can actually implement it, because I have big dreams, but then I don't have time to actually work out those big dreams. So I was like, what can I actually do? There was a point in time where I was uploading every day on my channel, which I think some people did enjoy, but it was hard to manage to do that.
That was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. You were
getting it done, but I was like, yes, that's a lot.
And now that I'm making content exclusively for Facebook on top of my YouTube stuff, I'm like, okay, I need to scale back some. So I want to make my content better, but I also want to make sure I can keep it consistent. So I'm not going to do as much because there are a lot of people that I know that only upload once a week and are killing it. And I'm like, now how can I do that? Not have to do this whole got to record all the time, got to edit all the time, blah, 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 and still have a good channel. So business-wise, for social media, I am really trying to come up with a solid plan that can actually be implemented. And what's going on with you career wise. So,
making moves, trying to make moves, doing me.
Oh, that's what you're giving
them? Yeah, I got things going on at work, so that's where I'm, you know, trying to make moves and have made moves, and it's going pretty well. I can't complain.
Go ahead.
On that note, I'm also my own little thing, entrepreneurial thing, so I'm going to start putting stuff on an Instagram account that I have under my thing. Well, as soon as I get everything leveled out and, like, figure out how I want to do it, I've already started taking pictures and stuff, and just to try to get people to know what I'm talking about. But Angel introduced me to some things and told me some things, some routes that I could take that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to looking into that. And this ain't no, like, for 2018 I'm going to do this. It's like, oh, I can do that. We'll talk about that when we get into the whole resolution thing.
The New Year's resolution. Well, one of the things that me and him had talked about briefly last year, and that I've noticed just being able to work in the world of social media. And this is, I only gave you all, like, my goals as far as in social media. Acting-wise, hosting-wise, I still have all of those goals. And I'll probably do that in a completely separate video. But one of the things we talked about in the mindset that I'm trying to have for 2018 is that I can truly, and he can truly, create his own path. And what I mean by that is that the rules have changed, especially after, and you really saw it after the election, the last presidential election. The rules have changed in how you have to do stuff. If you want something, you don't have to go the path that everybody before right. you want went. And that's kind of the mind state that I feel like we both kind of been in, but especially being as two people of color, I think sometimes it's hard to see past what your predecessors had, because it's always like we're always standing on the shoulders of the person, the people before us. Yeah, so
it's like, let's follow this mold. Let's follow this blueprint. It's like, no, right? You can write your own blueprint and be just fine.
Yeah, so.
And once I sat back and thought about it, I've done that numerous times. It's like, oh, I've created my own path.
Right, you really have.
Like, without even realizing it. It's like, why don't I do that for myself, though? So,
yeah.
That's what we're going to start focusing on.
Yeah, really doing that. And
nobody's done it before? Okay.
I'm going to do it now.
Yeah.
I was telling somebody else about the conversation you and I had. And I said, because I've even found myself being like, oh, they can't do it that way. They have to do it this way. And while I'm still talking about that, they've already done the thing that I'm critiquing that they can't do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a second, I am living by some rules that aren't actually written. I'm living by rules that people told me were written down, but they really aren't.
Yeah, it's like that Jay-Z interview. It's like people tell him, oh, you can't do that, or you can't do that that way. It's like, no, you can't.
Right, right. But I can
and will and have.
Yeah. So I started writing down like my goals. I plan on putting my vision board up here in my office. But I really wanted to be very clear on the fact that I'm going to do this in a way that flows best for me, regardless of whether or not they fit the mold that everyone else thinks I should be in. Because a lot of people feel like, I was having a conversation with Denora. She was like, oh, I feel like what you're going to end up doing is be a talk show host more so than anything. And I said, no, I'm going to have my own show acting as well. She was like, oh, you mean simultaneously? I said, yeah. She was like, is that even possible? I was like, first of all, Kelly Ripa did it. She was on soap opera and doing Regis and Kelly. I was like, but regardless, even if she hadn't, I'm going to do it. Yeah. Angelita, thankfully, she is going to do that. I don't care if no one else has done it. So that's something that I hope we can encourage other people is to bump the rules that were set, bump the rules that people say were in front of you. And do it the way that you feel moved to do it. I mean, the worst thing that can happen is it Sinatra. Don't work out that way.
Yeah, Sinatra, do it your way.
Yeah. I did it. Come on, baby. Sing it.
I can't hit it right now, y'all. Had my vocals not been ill.
I know it. Okay, so give me a high point of 2017 for you.
I had a, I mean, I can't, let me see, high point.
You ain't got one yet.
I mean, I got a few of them. They just, I mean, just okay, like the, just like the down points. They don't, I'm trying to think of them. They don't stand out. Like, of course, the injuries, they stand out because that hurt. Like, but even the down points don't stand out. It was like, I just kind of cruised through 2017.
Well, you had a dope birthday party, so I don't know
how. I did. It was the top of the year. Had a dope birthday party that you threw.
Yay. That was a high point for me, too, that I made you happy on your birthday.
Funded by Tank.
Yes, it was.
That was the first time I've had through like a really big birthday party. Usually I just splurge on myself.
Yeah, that was like, nope, party. And
I
was like,
okay, whatever I spend, what I plan on spending on myself, I'll spend that and a little. I ain't never spent that much on myself on my birthday.
Yeah, I used up his money. Yeah, she had been working.
She was like, oh, all right. She used every penny. I was like,
wanted to use more, but I was like, I'll calm down a little bit because he's getting a little anxious.
I'm sitting there, my whole mindset. I'm sitting there. I was like, I had a party.
Yeah,
that's all I got to show for.
That's right. Listen, I'll be paying for all my parties. Surely,
yeah, you be going all out.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I can't believe this is not a highlight of yours. I could slap you in your face. I married you again.
Oh yeah.
Never. Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, we renewed our vows. Yes, we did. For the 10-year anniversary. So yes. That was a high point.
It was a beautiful surprise. I was surprised that I cried. I mean, I like you and I do love you, but I was not expecting to cry. I mean, experienced
this all over again.
That's why I didn't expect to cry. That is why I didn't. You all have to definitely go back and watch that on my YouTube channel if you have not seen our surprise wedding. Yeah. It was very beautiful.
Surprised me to Cuba. That was a high point.
Okay.
Getting back to some of my roots.
Yes, that was. Being able to actually pull that off. The trip itself wasn't a high point, but pulling off
it was a high enough point. It was Cuba.
Cuba. That we can say we did it. Not many people that I know can check that off.
I know, when I talk to a crowd of people, it's always like maybe one or two people that's been, but.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot. Not so a much. I mean, I liked Cuba. I loved Cuba. I'm glad I got to go.
I mean, a high point for me, granted, it still has not aired yet, is getting cast on Black-ish and being a recurring role on Black-ish. Literally, the last part of my 2017, as far as in my acting career and just career in general, has really, really picked up momentum. And I'm praying and know without a shadow of a doubt that momentum is going to keep going through 2018. It's going to be something fierce. So yeah, getting Black-ish, then Angie Tribeca, closing a deal to host the show, like a lot of good things. The Gap commercials played like crazy. The
Laugh Factory.
Yes, doing my first show at the Laugh Factory. Yeah, that was a high point, definitely. Yeah, it's been good, and I'm thinking about some other stuff that I definitely want to be able to do. Produce of my own in 2018. That's a definite. And our children, they have been both a high and a low point.
Oh, yeah. That's hourly. That's
minute by minute. Yeah. You never know what's going to happen. I don't know. Like, as far as the kids are concerned, I'm watching Kai's vocabulary just increase daily, it feels like. The phrases that he's been saying to us and like communicating, he's blowing my mind. He really is.
Yeah, he's always been very inquisitive and innovative. He'll figure some stuff out.
Yeah, it's.
But now he's like putting words to it.
Definitely. Dottie, what you doing?
Yeah, what you doing?
So cute. Now I don't know what's up with that sigh, and I'm just going to continue to pray and love on him because his tantrums are just still horrendous. But you know, I still love him to pieces. He's still lovey dovey. And Marcus,
sigh, he doesn't he talks a lot more, but he doesn't say as many words.
No, not at
like
all.
Like sigh, well, he talks nonstop.
Well, like Kai will.
Yeah,
Kai will talk nonstop. I think you said sigh.
No, Sai will talk nonstop.
Oh, but not, you don't know what he's saying.
He talks a whole lot.
Yes.
And he's communicating with you because you respond to him and talk back and he'll respond to that stuff. But the words coming out
they're
him and Kai's language. They understand each other perfectly.
They do.
Which is crazy. And they have their own language.
They do. They really do understand each other.
Sai's constantly talking and he's always into something. He's a character.
And that little Marcus is having growth spurts that are pissing me all the way off.
Yeah, I don't like how grown he's looking.
He is so tall. I'm telling you all, if you all go on my Instagram or something, y'all need to see my child. He is he's just getting more handsome and more tall. And I'm so glad that he's not into like the whole I like girls or anything like that right now, because that would just be too much for me. I can't.
You got about 3 more years.
Shut up. Oh my goodness. I'm already starting to plan his 5th grade culmination, because they have one at the school, and I hope they know I'm going to chair it. Even if somebody else decides they are, I'm going to take it over, because that's what I'm going to do. So if you all are watching this on our YouTube channel, tell us some of your goals for 2018 and some of your high points of 2017.
Yeah. Did we talk about goals? I don't really do resolutions.
Right. We said that before in the podcast.
I think we said it maybe last year this time. Mm-hmm. Or something. I don't do resolution. Like, if you know something, if you notice something that you can do better or whatever, start when mm-hmm. you think of it. No, you know, don't start when it's convenient, because that'll never come if it's something that's going to be, be of a chore to do or implement. But, you know, if you have I've never done New Year's resolutions like, oh, starting in 2018, I'm going to do this. I'm like, I'm going to start this tomorrow when I wake up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So did you want to bring up a goal? You just said we didn't say goals. Did you?
No, I was going to talk about that when you talked about.
Goals.
We talked about, you know, the high and low points of 2017.
I felt like we already hit the goals earlier when I said I wanted to grow my platforms, and you said,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So I didn't know what else you wanted me to say other than gonna lose some goddamn weight and grow my hair back.
There you go.
Goals. #goals. So yeah, leave us in the comments of this YouTube video any of your goals for 2018 or your high points of 2017, or you can tweet me, because I do actually look at my Twitter. I just don't usually make just tweets for Twitter. You can leave it there, and you can use the hashtag ITGTCAA for Is This Going to Cause an Argument? And if you have any topic suggestions or questions, please leave them as well.
So this is just an introduction of, you know, who we are. If you're new, just letting you know who we are, what we do. It goes a little different from us usually, but if you just listen to it anyway and just wait until next week, Twiggy, or the week after, whenever, and we have something new and fun to talk about.
Right. Some stuff we're going to knock off our list this year is we're going to finally hit up all these sexual harassment and abuse of power, the things that have been happening in the news, especially being brought to light in Hollywood. We're going to still talk about our dating story, because we haven't hit that yet. And like I said, if you have any topic suggestions, please feel free to either tweet them to me or leave them in the comment section of this video. Did I forget anything, babe? So again, we'll be here. We won't be here next Wednesday, but we'll be here the Wednesday after that. And thank you for kicking it with us and rocking with us. Excuse me, I said rocking it. What are we rocking? Wanna rock with you.
All right then, y'all.
He's not feeling good. All right, you go to bed, honey. We'll talk to you guys later. Y'all be blessed.
All right, y'all have a good one.